The last shiur on Masechta Brachos that we gave about 10 days ago, we stopped in the middle of Tosfos here in Brachos on Daf, Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, Dibra Matzchil Botzar. And Tosfos quotes here a Yerushalmi, and let's read the Yerushalmi the way Tosfos quotes it. V'od yesh b'Yerushalmi hecha debarech atur Musa lemechle v'nafal miyade v'shokal achrina boi bruche zimna achrite. So he picked up this vegetable, he made a bracha, and then he dropped it. Yerushalmi says he needs another bracha. Uparech Maishno me Amos Mayan. So Tosfos explains the Gemara's question. Pirush de Mavarech Lishtos Bahani Ozli Vahani Achrininu. So there's flowing water. He makes a bracha. And when he bends down to drink, it's a different water than the one that was there before the flow. He doesn't need another bracha. Umeshani, the Yerushalmi reconciles this by saying the following: Hacha havidaito mitchila lazeh shohayyodea sheyelchu lahem aval b'tur Musa lo yada sheyiplu miyado v'yomar baruch shein kvod malchusel and void mishum davi bracha levatol. So it's clear from Tosfos that even though Birchas Hanenim, and we've mentioned this in the past many times, is chal on the chefza, on the food itself, this is a direct relationship between the bracha and the food that he's eating. But nevertheless, Tosfos says you don't have to have that chefza in front of you. What you need is das. In other words, he has in mind that he's going to drink the water that's going to be available when he finishes his bracha. And once he has that in mind, his das is related to that heft, to that water that he's going to drink. And that's fine. That's the case of Amos Mayim. However, in the case where his das was on this particular termusa, which he picked up in his hand, then the bracha is only chal on this cheft. If he drops it, he has to replace the bracha. Yerushalmi indicates that birchas shahakol is not a bracha only on the hanah that a person gets, but it's also a bracha on the cheft. Now we know that in other brachas, we don't know that in birchas shahakol. Now in the case of mayim, we're talking about a birchas shahakol, and yet Tosfos requires a relationship between his bracha and the cheftza. He's able to clinch that relationship and relate his bracha to the mayim that eventually he'll drink because of his das. But there was a havamin in the Yerushalmi that it wouldn't be meaningful and it wouldn't be valid for him to recite a bracha on an Amos Mayim when he doesn't have that water in front of him, because there is a halacha of bracha on the cheftza, and the bracha on the cheftza applies even in shahakol, even in mayim. The chiddush of the Yerushalmi l'maskana is that das is enough to accomplish this goal of linking up the bracha with the cheftza, which were lacking in the case of termusa, but we have in the case of Amos Mayim. Now what we'd like to do now is to compare Tosfos to the Rambam. How does the Rambam paskin? Does he have this requirement of the bracha being chal on the cheftza? Does das achieve that goal? And the Rambam is in Perek Dalid, Halacha Yud. The Rambam writes, Ein mevarchim al ochel min ha'ochlin min kol ha'ochlin v'lo al mashkin min kol ha'mashkin ad sheyavo lefanav. It's got to be right there in front of him. The Now, when we read this Rambam, we certainly get the impression that Amos Mayim is going to be a problem because it's not Lefanov. So the Rambam concludes here at the end of this halach, and he says, "Omed Odom al Amos Mayim, Mevorech Shveshose, Afal Pisha Mayim Shohayu Lefanov B'Shas Habrocha Einam Mayim Shveshose." Even though the water that's in front of him now is not the same as the water that was in front of him at the time of the bracha, nevertheless, he's allowed to drink that water. So the Rambam has the problem, because that contradicts his opening principle here, this halacha, that it's got to be lefanov. This mayim that he's eventually drinking is not lefanov at the time of the bracha. And the Rambam answers, "Mipnei shelakach niskavim tchila," because he had kavana for that mayim. So in other words, on the one hand, the Rambam requires in brachos that the cheftza of the ochel has to be lefanov, which seems to assume that das is not enough. But yet, in the case of Amos Mayim, he seems to assume that das is enough. Shelkach niskavim tchila. So the Rambam says in Amos Mayim, lekach niskavim tchila, but he doesn't seem to allow the same svara to operate in the reisha in the case where he doesn't have the ochlin or the mashkin lefana. Why not say lekach niskavim mitchila? And apparently what the Rambam holds is that Amos Mayim is a little bit of an exception to the rule, and in Amos Mayim the lekach niskavim mitchila is enough to supplant or to alleviate the requirement of lefana. So that's what we have to understand. In other words, on the one hand, the Rambam requires that the cheftz of the ochel be lefanov, and on the other hand, he requires daite ale. In the case of Amos Mayim, we see that all the water as like mechubar; it's one continuous flow, one continuous entity of mayim. It's one cheftz, and therefore, it's considered lefanov. Again, it's a very strange halacha here, but that's the way you have to go in this round. We have no choice. The normal cheft of an ochel, it's got to be lefanov, literally. In the case of Amos Mayim, we're going to be a little bit more expansive and liberal as to what sets up lefanov. I'm going to say that since the Mayim is all mechubar, and he has das for the water that's going to come in a few seconds' time, that chibur makes it into a cheft of lefanov, which is a svara that we cannot say beyond Mayim, beyond the case of Amos Mayim. Now, I want to quote to you the Rambam in Hilchus Shofar Velulov, in the seventh parak. The Rambam has a discussion about the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav, and specifically whether he has to have all four minim lefanov. Because again, the Rambam is going to hold that you can take the four minim bazecher zeh. So the Rambam's language is notel haguda hazos biyamino vesrug b'smolo minotlam b'derech kildi losam shiu ikreim lemata v'la'aretz v'rashem lemala le'avir v'yim lo ogdon. Let's say the Rambam says he doesn't have an agad, but notlan echad yatsa. But the Rambam then qualifies. It says, "Vehu sheyia arba son mitzuyin etzlo." Aval imlo hayelo ela min echad, or shechasim min echad, lo yitol ad sheyimtza hashar. So the Rambam holds that in order to achieve ulakachtem lachem, although you could take him bezecher zeh, each min separately, but the Rambam stipulates the requirement that they have to all four be mitzuyim etzlo. And if you want to make a bracha on the Tilas Lulav and then take the four minim one after the other, that's okay, says the Rambam, but only on the condition that it's all mitzuyim lefanov. Which means that it's not enough to say daito lito, that he intends to take all four minim, but rather he has to have them all lefanov. And if you focus, for example, on the bracha, you know, he's got to have all of them lefanov at the time of the bracha. The bracha has to be chal on the chetzah befanov. And that's only if it's mamish literally matzi befanov. You can't say, well, I know the lulav is going to come in a minute. Now, if we go back and compare the Rambam to Tosfos, we're going to find the following. According to Tosfos, the bracha is dependent upon his das. And his kavan is to determine the chefza. The Rambam doesn't have such a possibility. The Rambam requires not only das and kavana, but that the chefza itself has to be lefanav. So, for example, what happens if a person recites a bracha on a kos mayim? The water spills, they bring him another kos. According to Tosfos, he would not require a second bracha because his kavana when he recited the first bracha was on shtiyas mayim. He doesn't care which mayim. So his kavana would include the second kos as well as the first kos, so the third, and etc. But according to the Rambam, you need lefanav. And barring that exceptional case of Amos Mayim, the Rambam says it's got to be lefanav. The bracha is chal on this chefta. Now he has das and kavana, but that's not going to extend to a different chefta that's not lefanav. Now the Mechaber Paskins in Aruch Chaim Siman Kuf Mem, that we're going to try to create a tzushtel here to the bracha on the Torah when you get an aliyah in shul. He says ha'ola likros b'torah v'herolo mokom shetzarch likros ubirech ala Torah v'zkiruv sheparsha cheres tzarch likros yesh omim she'eno tzarch lachzol v'roch v'yesh omim shetzarch. So the Mechaber quotes two opinions on the question of they were mistaken and they showed him the wrong parsha and he made the bracha on parsha A when in fact they're going to read parsha B. The one opinion says his bracha is chal even on the second parsha. The other opinion says no, he has to make another bracha. Now if you take a look in the Bir HaGra Dibra Maskel HaOle, he writes, "Yushalmi perik vav de brachos, Rav Zrikin Amar Rav Zera boy ahon de nosav turmosa ubarchi luy v'nafal mina maul ubarchi luy zman tnitus maul beino ubein emes mayim amrin tamon lakach kevin de daito mitchila bram hocha lo lakach kevin de daito mitchila v'hachinami lonis kavin al zeh parasha." So if we read the Gaon correctly, it would seem that the Gaon is comparing the case of Turmasa to the case of Kriyas HaTorah. And he says it really depends on this Yerushalmi, which Tosfos quotes, that Tosfos, in the name of the Yerushalmi, says that Nafal Turmasa, he has to take another Turmasa and recite a new bracha. Now, what is the question, what is the analogy here of the Gaon, that underlies the Gaon, between Nafal Termasa, that's a Birchas HaNenim, as opposed to Birchas HaTorah? Birchas HaTorah L'chora is a brach on the mitzvah Talmud Torah, it's not on any particular Cheftza, and anywhere he reads in the Torah, he was Mekayim that mitzvah. So let the bracha be chal on that second parasha. Now again, in asking this question on the Gaon, we're assuming that in Birchas HaMitzvah, let's say for example, we spoke about Lula before, the Brach is Chal and the Cheftz on a specific Cheftz, and you need Munach Lefanov. But in Birchas HaTorah, the Brach is Chal on the Kiyum HaMitzvah, therefore whatever Torah he eventually reads, that's okay because the bracha is chal on the kiyum mitzvah of Torah. Now, again, if not for the Gaon, we would have said that maybe Torah is different, and you know, Torah is one complete chefta. The Sefer Torah is one entity. It's like Amos Mayim that we had a chibur, but the Gaon seems to assume that if you have the Yerushalmi about Turmusa, you need another bracha because his das was on this Turmusa, not on the second, and the same thing says the Gaon should apply in Kriyas HaTorah that his bracha is on this particular chapter, this parasha that they showed him they're going to read from. Now there is a tshuva of the Radbaz who writes, V'su d'vishleim v'birchas ha'nenim kevan d'nosiv t'rmusa v'nofa lo mishani minei v'ikol miboy brought im v'varach zib nachrina v'al birchas ha'torah birchas ha'mitzvasi u'bechol kriya v'ezem mokum shi'ya ika mitzvah v'kein shafi mikri birchas ha'mitzvah v'ein tzarech lachzul v'varach. So it's clear from the Radbaz that he's making this distinction between a birchas ha'nenim and birchas ha'mitzvah. In the case of birchas ha'nenim, then he had das on this particular turmah, so he's going to be nene from this turmah, so he needs another bracha if he's going to substitute it with another one. But a birchas ha'torah, which is a birchas ha'mitzvah, the bracha is on the mitzvah, and wherever he reads, that's a kiyum ha'mitzvah, so it's not limited to one particular parasha. But the Gaon seems to assume that there's an equation, a similarity here between birchas ha'torah and birchas ha'nene. And to the same extent that Birchas HaNenim is chal on a particular chefza, so too Birchas HaTorah is chal on a particular chefza. And therefore, the Gaon makes this quote, he brings a raya from the Yerushalmi, that in the case of Nafal Termasa, he's chosen Mavarach Shuv, he has to recite another bracha, and the same thing should apply to Birchas HaTorah. Each parasha of the Torah is considered a chefza unto itself and requires its own bracha. So if he made a bracha and his kavanah was on this parasha, then he would need to make a new bracha if he's going to read, in fact, another parasha. The Rav Zichron Livracha used to quote the Rav Chaim that Birchas HaTorah is also similar to Birchas HaNenim in the sense that you need a matir to study Torah. And Rav Chaim used to paskin that if the Baal Kori completes his kriya in a certain place where is Royal Ahafsik, where he should be stopping, and then he decides, no, he's going to read more, then the Ola should make another bracha. Just like in Birkas HaNenim, if the bracha was chal on one chefta, it's not chal on the other. And since he terminated his reading thinking that that's the end of the parasha, now, just like in Birkas HaNenim, he's taking up a new chefta, he needs a new bracha. So this psak of Reb Chaim is also reflective of the Gaon's analogy between Birchas HaNenim on the one hand and Birchas HaTorah on the other hand. And if you take that analogy to its logical conclusion that Birchas HaTorah is chal on a chefta just like Birchas HaNenim, then we understand what happens in the case where he made the bracha on one parasha mistakenly and then he's going to read a different parasha. Or in the case where he completes his kriya thinking he's not going to read anymore, now he wants to add to his kriya, he's going to have to make a new bracha. Now I want to go back to Tosfos so that we can get to the end of Tosfos here. And Tosfos says that in the case of the termosa where he needs a new bracha, he should immediately, before he picks up the second termosa, he should recite Baruch Shein Kvod Malchus Elam Vayed, because otherwise he'll have a bracha of atola. And basically, Chaim Nachum Lomar says, Tosa, kol bracha of atola, baruch shem kvod malchuso liolam voed. So Tosa universalizes this rule that whenever you're involved in a bracha of atola situation, you should recite baruch shem. Now let's talk a little bit about this problem of a bracha of atola that Tosa is very concerned about. This is what we call Hotzos Shem Shemayim Levatola. We have an essay in the Torah that says Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, and the Gemara in Tvur at the beginning of the Masechta derives the Isur of Hotzos Shem Shemayim Levatola from this pasuk Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. And that's the sugya in Tvur, which is codified by the Rambam in Perek Yud Beis Milchas Shvuos Halacha Yud Aleph. And the Rambam says, "V'lo shvua lashav bilvad hisha asura elafilu lahaskir shem min hashemus amiyuchadim levatola asur v'yafal pishalo nishba." Don't think, says the Rambam, that the iser of shvua of shem Hashem levatola is limited to a shvua. It applies even outside the framework of a shvua. Shrei Kosim Mitzav V'Yomer Lira Es Hashem Anichbad V'Anoro B'Chlal Yiraso Shlo Yaskiro Levatola. So we express our fear of God in terms of the name of Hashem without mentioning it in vain. Lefichach im ta'a ha'loshon v'hotzi shem shamayim shem levatola yimayr miyad v'yishabeach v'yifar v'yahadelo kidei shol yizk that should have been recited, it should have been enunciated levatola in vain. Ketzad Omer Hashem, he said the name of God, Omer Baruch Hu li olam void, o gadol hu umahul miyod v'chayotzim ezeh kidei shelo yiyah levatola. So it seems from the Rambam that the fundamental definition of this isur of Shem Hashem levatola is bizui Hashem. It's the opposite of yiras Hashem, and therefore you can fix it up if you violated this isur by being mishabech immediately God and saying Baruch Shem Kvod, because then it's no longer bizayin of the Shem. In other words, it's not as if he was mazkir Shem Shemayim levatola, he did it rather to be mishabech the Shem. And it would seem that according to the Rambam, the isur of Baruch levatola is an isur unto itself. In other words, the pasuk says, "Lo tisa shem Hashem al kech lashav," and we have an essay of yira, but we also have a losase of "Lo tisa shem Hashem al kech lashav." In other words, the hotzah shem shval vatol becomes more chamur than just a violation of an essay. It's also a violation of a law. And where do we see this in the Rambam? I mean, after all, here the Rambam in Hilchos Shavuos is talking about Hakosuv Mitzav of Yomer Liras Hashem, which means Es Hashem Al Kechatira as an essay or an Iser essay. If we Motzi Shem Val Vatola, where do we see the Lav of Lotisa Shem Hashem Al Kechalashov? That's indicated by the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Brachos, where the Rambam says, Perak Aleph Alocha Tezvav Kol Amavarech Bracha Shein Etzricha Harezen Nosei Shem Shamayim L'Shav Harein Kinishba L'Shav. The Rambam says, Oso Lano Sacharav Omein Atinokas Melamdun Osar Brachas Ketikunan V'Yachol Pisha Ein Mavarech L'Vatol B'Shas Limud Harezen Mutar V'Ein Onam Achreim Omein V'On Achreim Omein Lo Yotzi Yidei Chovaso. So the language of the Rambam here of Kol Mavarech Brachas Shein Etzricha Harezen Nosei Shem Shamayim L'Shav, or you compare it to Nishba L'Shav, it would sound like the Rambam is introducing here the Iser of Lo, the Iser Lav of Lo Tisa Shem Hashem L'Kech L'Shav. Now it's possible that the main thrust of this Iser is the Brachal of Atola, not the Bizi Hashem. We said before, in Hilchos Shavuos, where the Rambam adds the Baruch Shem Kvod, etc., that's because the Isur was Bizi Hashem, so therefore we have to be Meshabech Hashem. But here in the Rambam, in Hilchos Brachos, we get the impression that the Bracha Shein Etzricha itself is a violation of Nosei Shem Shemayim L'Shav. The Etzem HaBracha Levatola, not the Bizi Hashem, not the fact that he was mevazi the Shem by being motzi the Shem levatola, but rather the brach itself is awesome. Now, when it comes to being mishabeach after being motzi Shem Shemayim levatola, the source for that is the Yerushalmi in case of Mevarchim, in connection to brach levatola. The Rambam quotes and codifies this Yerushalmi in Perek Dalet Milchus Brachas, Halacha Yud, and you'll see this on the bottom of your page. And the Rambam writes, Notal ochel birech alav v'nofal miyodav v'nisraf o shatfanor notal acher v'chozim v'varech alav af pishmosan min v'tzarech lo mebarach shein kvod malchus alam v'od ala bracha rishon k'dei shelo lahotzi shein shamayim levatol. So it's quite clear that even in the case of brachos levatolos and brachos shein etzrichos, the iser is hotzas Hashem b'derech bizayon rather than the bracha itself, and that's why the din of mishabeach and the recitation of brachos shein kvod malchuso is meaningful, because he's mitakin the iser of brachos levatolos. He takes away the bizayon element here because he's doing a shvach. So it means that the Ikra Isur is Bizayon, but not the Bracha itself. If it was the Bracha itself, then it would seem that according to the Rambam, it would not be helpful, it would not salvage the situation by just adding Baruch Shem. Now, in a case of, let's say, Suffolk Brachos, so the din is that we don't make the bracha. We were afraid of the Isur of Lotisa, because if he's not chayv in the bracha, then he's violating an Isur bracha vatola. But why not say, let him recite the bracha, or let's assume it's not a bizayon if he recites the bracha, because he's doing so because of the suffix. In any event, Rabbi Kivega has a tshuva here, which you'll see on page 2 of your pages. And he addresses the following question. In a case of Suffolk Brachos, let him make the bracha b'loshen laz. Because if he makes the bracha b'loshen laz, he might not be over the Isur bracha levatola. So for example, in the Suffolk Brachos lahakel, why not take up this Eitzah, this possibility of being Mevarech, the bracha b'loshen laz. He should recite the bracha in a foreign language. He's going to be Yotzei the Chi of Bracha, and he won't violate the Isur Bracha Vatola. And after this long tshuva, which you'll see here on page 2, Rabbi Kivega comes to the conclusion that there's an Isur Bracha Vatola even in a bracha that's recited B'Lashon Laz. It's also included under the violation of Lotisa. And the question is whether or not Rabbi Kivega could be reconciled with the Rambam. The Rambam, for example, holds in Perek Yud Beis Milchus Shavuos Halacha Yud Aleph that there's no violation of bracha levatola with the use of kinuyim. So the Rambam's language is hashomea, hazkaras. Just one second, Perek Yud Beis. There it is, halacha. Halacha Yud Aleph. He says, "Afiu lahaskir shemen hashemus hamiyuchadim latola osur afal pishlo nishba," but he only mentions shemos miyuchadim. It would seem that kinuyim, there's no iser motzi shem shavai latola. Now, if you're reciting a bracha in a foreign language in laz, then for sure that has a din of kinuyim. And if that be the case, then according to the Rambam, there is no Isur of Hotzos, Shem Shemayim Latola with Kinuyim, and therefore Laz should be a very good option. Whereas Rabbi Kivega assumes that you'll violate the Isur of Bracha Latola even in Lashon Laz. The Rambam can't accept that, Rabbi Kivega Lachor, because Lashon Laz is a Kinuy, so it's not Shem Shemayim Latola according to the Rambam. The Rambam limits it to the Shem Osam Yuchadim. And the Rambam Hilchas Sanhedrin, for example, in Perkov Vav, says Hashemos Shekorim Behem Agoyim LaKodesh Baruch Arein Kechol HaKinuyim. So whatever name you give for God in a foreign language is a kinuy. So in according to Rabbi Kivega, if we would assume that Rabbi Kivega accepts the Rambam, why would there be an Isur of Bracha Levatola Belaz B'Kinuyim, when there is no Isur Bracha Levatola in the case of Kinuyim? The Rambam limits it to the Shemos Miyuchadim. So it seems that Rabbi Kivega is talking about an Isur of Hotzah Shem Levatola B'etzem HaBracha. Not that we're talking about Hotzah Shem Shomayim Levatola, because again, in this case we're talking about Kinuyim, but rather Bracha itself is Osur, if it's Levatola. And therefore, even if you're reciting a bracha b'loshen laz, you don't have the problem of Hotzah Shem Levatola, but nevertheless, it is a bracha. You could recite a bracha and fulfill your chiv bracha in laz. And if that bracha is Levatola, then that's Osur. The etzem bracha is Osur, if it's a bracha Levatola. Not the Hotzah Shem Shomayim Levatola. Now, according to this understanding that the Etzem HaBracha is Asur, as we indicated earlier, how does Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus HaLeom Vod help you to be attacking the Isur Bracha Levatola? We said that the Bracha Levatola is a problem because of the shame, and this is a bizoyan to the shame, which you can correct and rectify by being meshabeach the shame with baruch shame. But if you're holding that the bracha itself is also, it's an isur bracha batala per se, the very recitation of the bracha, then how are you mitaken that by saying baruch shame for malchus olam v'eh? So you have to assume that even if there's a separate isur independent of bizui Hashem, of bracha batala, that bracha levatol per se is usher as an iser bifnei atzmo, forgetting about bizui Hashem. But nevertheless, the iser is not chal unless it is a bracha shein etzricha. For example, if he makes a birchas hanenim and he has no chefetz of ochel lefanov, that's a bracha shein etzricha. That's a violation of the iser bracha levatol. But the very moment he recites bracha shein kvar malchuso liol vaed, he really establishes or reveals, if you will, that the bracha is not chal on the chefetz of mesuyam, but rather bracha is to be meshabeach and mevarach the shem because God created this ochel. And at any moment in time, it's royal shabeach Hashem. And that's going to be talking even the bracha itself, and it's not considered a bracha levatol. In other words, everything depends upon whether you need the bracha or don't need the bracha. The iser is a bracha levatol. The bracha itself is also because it's unnecessary. If you add baruch shein kvar malchuso, then what you're indicating is that it's not a bracha levatol. You needed it. You needed to mention the name of Hashem in order to be mevarech. Now, again, normally when you make a bracha, the bracha is chal on a chefta. But now what we're saying is that when he adds baruch shein kvar malchus olam v'eh, he's like changing the yud, he's changing and transforming the purpose of the bracha. It's no longer a bracha on a chefta, as a birchas hanenim on a particular chefta, but rather it's shevach bi'alma. It's thanking Hashem for creating the world. Baruch atah Hashem shakol mi'a bidvar, you created the entire world. And that's roi l'chol eis l'shabeach Hashem. So that justifies the bracha, and it's not a bracha levatola. Bracha levatola means it has no justification, no purpose. And obviously it doesn't have a purpose if it's not chal on the chefta, like in the case of suffix brachos. But the answer is that it could have a purpose if you add baruch shein kvar malchus olam v'eh. You're no longer entrenched and limited to this chefta, but rather it's a bracha for God creating the world, and that it's always meaningful to thank Hashem for creating the world. So it's not called a bracha levatola. We thought that baruch shein kvar malchuso would only be meaningful to salvage a case according to the Rambam's understanding of bracha levatola, where it's a bizoyan to the shame. It's no longer bizoyan to the shame because you mishabeach, and that's the Rambam who holds that, let's say, you could recite a bracha b'loshen laz and there's no problem, let's say in Sofik Brachos, there's no problem of the possibility that you don't need the bracha, and therefore it's l'shav, because bracha malaz is at best kinuyim, and there's no violation of Shem Shemayim in the case of kinuyim. It only applies to the Zayin Shemas Miuchad. But according to Rabbi Kiveger, who holds that the bracha itself is asur, and therefore if laz is a bracha, and you don't need it, you haven't gained it, you're still in a selfish bracha levatola situation, even though there's no shame shamayim lebizoyin here, because it's only kinuyin. So, and then we thought that therefore if the bracha itself is a violation, therefore baruch shein kvar malchus is not going to salvage anything. It's only meaningful when the iser, according to like the Rambam sheet, is only because of bizoyin, and this mitigates the bizoyin element, but it's not going to mitigate the bracha itself. The answer is that bracha levatola is an iser because it's levatola, it's pointless, it's in vain. There's no justification for this bracha. You have to bracha on a certain chefetz, but you already made the bracha on that chefetz. Let's say, well, that chefetz doesn't generate a bracha and suffer. But here is a case where it can change the nature and transform the nature of the bracha. It's not going to be a bracha on the chefetz, it's going to be a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a general shevach for having created the world. And once you justify that by reciting baruch shem, then it's no longer bracha levatol. Now let's take a look at the Rambam in Perek Dalet Milchas Brachas Halacha Yud. And the Rambam is addressing the case of baruch shein kvar malchus olam v'eh, where the object, the foodstuff that he was holding, fell from his hand. And there, in that context, Mikra Din, the bracha is chal on the piece of machal that he had in his hand, and it's a bracha vatol because it fell from his hand. What does this recitation of Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Lo Avod accomplish? So you could say that although the bracha was recited l'chatchila on a particular cheftza which fell, when he recites Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Lo Avod, he sort of pulls it away, and instead of being a bracha on this cheftza, it's a bracha of shevach klali. And therefore, even if ain machal afanov, havi bracha mi'al yisa, meaning that the bracha is meaningful even if he doesn't have the machal afanov. Now, let's say, for example, a woman would make a bracha betos, shalo asani isha, meaning she already recited that bracha once. I'm sorry. Instead of saying shasani kirtsono, she recited Shalo Asani Isha, would it be meaningful to recite Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso be attacking the bracha? But that bracha was Sheker Mitchilasa, because she recited a bracha Shalo Asani Isha when she is an Isha. In other words, when does Amiras Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Leon Vod, when is it meaningful? That's only when you can convert a specific Shevach, which is true unto itself, into a Shevach Klali. In other words, when instead of being mevarach and thanking Hashem for this particular cheftza which fell from his hands, he makes a bracha to Hashem for creating all of the universe. And in this case, Baruch Shem is meaningful because he never said sheker. He never said anything that was sheker. I mean, her bracha of Shalom Asani Isha is sheker, and therefore you can't salvage it. Baruch Shem is not going to be meaningful. So once again, the Rambam Shita is that Baruch Shem is meaningful after Bracha Levatola because he's thanking Hashem and there's no longer Bizoyin to the Shem. He's praising Hashem, and that changes the nature of the Bracha from a Shevach on this particular Chefza to a general Shevach, and in the context of a general Shevach for Hashem, there's no longer Bizoyin to the Shem. That's fine, but in the case of a lie, you know, what's Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso going to help here? You can't take a bracha that's bircha sheker and make it into a shevach. Now, if we take a look at the Rambam Perek Yud Beis Milchus Shavuos Halacha Tes, which you'll see in the middle of page 2, the Rambam says, Hashomea Azkoras Hashem Mipi Chavero Lashav O Shenishba Lefanav Lasheker O Shabirech Bracha Shenitzricha to over mishum no say shame Hashem lashav Moshe Biyarim Bilchus Brachas Areis Achayev Linadoso. Now, as it would seem from the Rambam that there's a chiyuv nidu Areis Achayev Linadoso when the Machayev is Hotzah Shem Shemayel Vatola, and that seems to indicate that the Iker Machayev of a Brachal Vatola, according to the Rambam, is Hotzah Shem Shemayel Vatola. And therefore, Hashomea, the one who hears it, is mechuyev l'nedoso. And here, the Ram again is l'shitoso. He's very consistent that a bracha vatola is a violation of lotisa midaraisa. Now, again, according to what we explained in the opinion, the view of Rabbi Kiva Eger, it's possible that if you hear a bracha vatola from your friend, you're not chayv l'nedoso because the ikar yisur is not hotzah shem l'vatola, but just the bracha itself. So when is Hotzah Shem Hashem Levatola, then you have to put the person into Nidu. But if the Yisur is the Bracha itself, then maybe you don't have to put him into Nidu. Now let's take a look at the Gemara on Daf Lamed Tes Amid Aleph, going on to Lamed Tes Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Maila Bahaka Miflagi. Excuse me. Demavarech Savar Shlokos Upargios Shakolnia Bidvaro Hilka Chaviv Adif Umalagleg Savar Shlokos Boripri Adom Upargios Shakolnia Bidvaro Hilka Pera Adif. So let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi says Malagleg Savar Shlokos Boripri Adom Shehi Brocha Chashuva Li Atzma Lidvarim Chashuvim Vahayolo Lakdimo. Okay, the Gemara goes on to speak about kruv, adif mit zayin. Kruv is lebosom, tad lefu. Okay, there are a lot of discussions here about the details. But fundamentally, it becomes clear from this Gemara that if he has in front of him two macholim, both of which have the same bracha, then he should be varech on the chaviv. And that's what the Gemara says, Hilka Chaviv Adif. If he has two brachos that are different, then he should go through a Seder HaBrachos, in which case the bracha that's more specific, that's more Mevurar, comes first. Now, let's say he has a choice between Borei Pri HaAdama and Bircha Shahakol. Then Birchas Borei Pri HaAdama comes first. Is that because Birchas Borei Pri HaAdama is chal on the Chefta, whereas Birchas Shahakol, as we said in the past, is not on the Chefta, but on the Hanas HaGavra? Or perhaps Birchas Shahakol is also on the Chefta. However, Birchas Borei Pri HaAdama, since it's Mevureres Yoser, it's more specific, it only applies to Mini HaAdama, therefore it gets Adifus. And the difference is going to be in a case where the Mevarech has in front of him a Borei Pri HaAdama and a Borei Pri HaEitz. If we're going to say that the reason why Borei Pri HaAdama comes before Shahakol is because Birchas Shahakol is not Chal on the Chefta, it's only Chal on the Hanos HaGavra, then we would say that Birchas Borei Pri HaAdama should come first before Shahakol, because Birchas Borei Pri HaAdama is on the Chefta. In the case where he has Borei Pri HaEitz and Borei Pri HaAdama, there's no reason, there's no push to say the Borei Pri HaEitz should come first before the Borei Pri HaAdama, because they both chal on the Chefta. So we understand that Borei Pri HaAdama comes before Shahakol, because the former is chal on the Chefta and the latter is not. It's only on Hanos HaGavra. But in the case of Borei Pri HaEitz and Borei Pri HaAdama, where both are chal on the Chefta, then there's no reason to give Kedima to Borei Pri HaEitz. But if on the other hand, I'm going to say the Borei Pri HaAdama comes before Shahakol because it's more Mevureres, then in the case of Borei Pri HaEitz, it should come before Borei Pri HaAdama, because it's a bracha Mevureres Yoser. It only applies to Min Pri HaEitz, whereas Pri HaAdama would apply to not only Pri HaEitz, but anything that grows from the ground. Now, if you take a look at Rashi again, Dibra Maskel Umelagleg Sover Shlokos Borei Pri HaAdama, Rashi says, She bracha chashuva li atzma, Lidvarim chashuvim, Vahoyalo lakadima. It sounds like Rashi is explaining that Borei Pri HaAdama comes before Shahakol, and the priority here is because it's Chal on the Chefta, whereas Shahakol is only Chal on Hanos HaGavra. And that's what Rashi means when he says Shehi Bracha Chashuva Li'atzma L'dvarim Chashuvim. Now, Rashi doesn't mention that Borei Pri HaAdama is more Mevureres than Shahakol. Rashi just says it's a bracha chashuva liatzma l'dvarim chashuvim, which means it's chal on a chefta, but he doesn't mention that it's mevureres yoser mishakel. In other words, according to Rashi, it would seem that you would not have to be makdim, let's say, Borei Pri HaEitz to Borei Pri HaAdama, because they're both chal on the chefta. So Rashi Sheet is that the kedima of Borei Pri HaAdama to Shakel is because Shakel is in general, it's on the Hanos HaGavra, whereas Borei Pri HaAdama is on the Chefta, and therefore there's no way of, you know, there's no reason to give priority to Borei Pri HaEitz over Borei Pri HaAdama so far as they're both on the Chefta. Rashi doesn't mention anything about Mevureres Yoser, that Borei Pri HaAdama is Mevureres, which would have pushed us to the conclusion that Borei Pri HaEitz would come before Borei Pri HaAdama. But if you look at Tosfos Divrei HaMaskil Chaviv Adif, Tosfos says that Borei Pri HaAdama is kodemes l'shakel mishum demuveres tfei. And therefore we would say that Borei Pri HaEitz would get kedima over Borei Pri HaAdama because it's muveres yoser. Let's see the Gemara. Omar Abchia Barashi pas tsnuma bekarka, I'm sorry, bekara, mevarchen olea motzi. Upliga der Abchia, di Omar Abchia, tsorech shetichle brocha im hapas. Maskif la rova, maishna tsnuma, de lo, mishum dechikalia bracha prusa kakalia ala pas nami kika gomra a prusa gomra elomar rabba mevarech v'yachikach botseya. It would seem that there's a machlokas here between Rav Chiya and Rav Chiya bar Ashi about the din of betzia. What is the nature of betzia? Is that a kiyum? For sure, betzia is a kiyum, but is it a kiyum gavra? Is a kiyum in the chefetz shall pass? Everyone agrees that betzia is a din in birchas hamotzi, and according to Rav Chiya bar Ashi, you make the bracha on of hamotzi even on its tznuma, and he can do a ma'isa betzia even on its tznuma. In other words, in that way, the gavra is mekayim the kiyum betzia. But according to Rav Chiya, on the other hand, the kiyum betzia is chal the cheftz shall pass, and that's only nepas sholem, of course. Valken, therefore, eino mevarach hamotzi el al pas sholem bilvad. And Rav holds like Rav Chiya that betzia is a kiyum in the cheftz of the pas sholem, and he rejects Rav Chiya as far as being able to be mevarach on the betziah before the Gemara bracha. According to Rava, you need the bracha on the pas sholem, and then you can do the betziah. Now, what we're up to here, which we'll have to pick up another time, is Tosfos here on Daf Lamed Tesem in Beis Dibra Maskeh v'Hilchasa k'Rava mevarach v'Akach botzeah. So, Belineder, we'll pick that up in the next year.